This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace and blessings be upon all of you. So often we do things that at the end we think it's going to benefit us. For example, a brother I once met told me that, "Sister, I have a liquor store and I sell liquor. However, I use the money to help the poor people." So he said that the ends justifies the means. It didn't matter how he helped the poor people, so long as he helped them. So I sat there reflecting and I said, "Subhanallah, how can you say that by selling something haram and then you take that money to help the poor, it's going to be accepted?" And he just kind of shook his head and nodded at me like, "Subhanallah, that's how it is." But my dear sisters and brothers, I want you to think for a moment. How can we do something that is haram in Islam, something that is in disobedience to Allah, and then think that by doing that act and getting that money, no matter which way we get it, whether it's through riba, through alcohol, astaghfirullah, prostitution, whatever way, we take that money and then we say we're using it for something good. It doesn't make any sense. Yet, this brother wanted to help people. He wanted to help people all over the world that are suffering. However, he was going about it in a haram way. And it was really sad and it was really hard for me to say to him that Allah will not accept it from you like this, akhi. Your money has to first be halal and then you do the same thing. And then inshallah Allah will accept it from you. I remember myself a long time ago having so many good intentions and having so many good things that I wanted to do with my life. But I didn't know enough about Islam at that time to know that I was doing it the wrong way. You see, at that time, I wanted to build a big housing empire, subhanAllah. Basically own homes and corporate offices and then rent them out. And the money that came from the rentals and use that to help as many poor people, widows and orphans around the world. I wanted to make a difference. The problem was I didn't take into evaluation that interest was the way I would have to purchase these homes and corporate offices before I can rent them out. And at that point, at that time in my life, I didn't know the detriments, how haram interest was. So I thought to myself, if I have all these good intentions and I'm not using alcohol and I'm not using this or that, but I had no clue the depths of how bad interest was for us. But I thought, okay, I'm just going to use interest. Didn't matter how I achieved it, right? I was trying to make a difference. SubhanAllah, you know, that same dream today can be achieved. However, it must be done according to the correct way in Islam. Whereas we don't use riba, we don't use interest. Whereas we're able to, subhanAllah, have Allah bless our money, put barakah in it, and then continue moving forward. And maybe buy one property, inshallah, and pay it off, and then slowly go to the next, and the next, and the next. And go to different areas where properties are cheaper versus more expensive, right? So what is the message that I want you to take home with you watching this video? Is that the ends doesn't justify the means in Islam. In Islam, it's all about how you get there and then what you do when you get there. Every step of the way counts, my dear sisters and brothers. The ends doesn't justify the means. And we have to constantly ask ourselves when we're doing something, are we doing it for the ends or are we looking at how we're getting there? You know, subhanAllah, all of this makes a difference. I mean, you know, it's like someone saying, "I want to be a doctor, and once I'm a doctor, then I'm going to help the poor people, inshallah." However, cheating on all my exams in medical school is okay because I want to be a doctor, and once I'm a doctor, I'm going to help the poor people. It's not okay. We're not allowed to cheat. We're not allowed to. So every step of the way counts. All along in Islam, we have to do things according to the way Allah Azza wa Jalla has asked us to do it, according to the right way, inshallah. So jazakallah khairan for listening, and inshallah ta'ala, until next time, may Allah help you all think about this. May Allah help us all of us, including myself and my family, think about the steps we take as well as, you know, getting there. Jazakallah khairan and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.